And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 23rd of March, 2012. It was on this day, 1775, a lawyer named Patrick Henry spoke at the Second Virginia Convention in Richmond. George Washington, Thomas Jefferson were both there. The debate was over whether or not to raise a militia and arm Virginia to fight against the British. And Patrick Henry delivered the line, "Give me liberty or give me death." At least some people thought he did. But it wasn't until 1816 that it was written down by his biographer, who talked to people who'd been there. It's the birthday of Kim Stanley Robinson, born in Waukegan, Illinois, 1952, science fiction writer, author of the Orange County Trilogy, author of stories set on Pluto and Mercury, stories in the past and the future, on the slopes of the Himalayas, on the ice of Antarctica. It's the birthday of the French author Roger Martin de Gaulle, born in Neuilly-sur-Seine, France, in 1881, who chronicled the fictional Thibault family in a series of novels, Les Thibault, considered a roman fleuve, a French term that means river novel, a series of novels written by one author about the same few characters, a saga where the historical backdrop plays a prominent role in the fiction. It's the birthday of Louis Adamek, born in what is now Slovenia, 1899, emigrated to this country at the age of 14, author of many books about immigrant life in America, the labor movement, travel. Louis Adamek, who said, "My grandfather always said that living is like licking honey off a thorn." And it's the birthday of Fanny Marrett Farmer, born Boston, 1857, known for publishing the first cookbook in American history that came with simple, precise cooking instructions, also offered advice on how to set a table and scald milk and remove stains and clean a copper boiler. Here's a poem for today by Carl Dennis, entitled "To Happiness." If you're not approaching, I hope at least you're off to comfort someone who needs you more, not lost or wandering aimlessly or drawn to the shelter of well-lit rooms where people assume you've arrived already. If you're coming this way, send me the details, the name of the ship, the port it leaves from, so I can be down on the dock to help you unload your valises, your trunks and boxes, and stow them in the big van I'll have rented. I'd like this to be no weekend stay where a single change of clothes is sufficient. Bring clothes for all seasons, enough to fill a closet, and instead of a single book for the bedside table, bring boxes of all your favorites. I'll be eager to clear half my shelves to make room, eager to read any titles you recommend. If we've many in common, feel free to suggest. They prove my disposition isn't to blame for your long absence. Just some problems of attitude, a few bad habits you'll help me set to one side. We can start at dinner, which you're welcome to cook for us while I sweep and straighten and set the table. Then light the candles you've brought from afar for the occasion. Light them and fill the room I supposed I knew with a glow that shows me I was mistaken. Then help me decide if I'm still the person I was or someone else, someone who always believed in you and imagined no good reasons for your delay." To Happiness, a poem by Carl Dennis, from his collection Unknown Friends, published by Penguin and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. iPad users can download the three most recent issues of Poetry Magazine, celebrating its centennial in 2012, at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Written by Betsy Allister, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.